From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. The tent encampment at Rutgers University campus in New Brunswick enters its fourth day. Organizers of the pro-Palestinian protest plan to rally this morning and demand that finals are canceled because, quote, there are no universities left in Gaza. Meantime, the sit-in at Princeton University has now been going on for 1 week. Protesters at Princeton claim that the 13 people arrested for entering Clio Hall on Monday were cordial and quiet. School officials say they were abusive. New Jersey is offering millions for districts to expand free public preschool programs.
The State Department of Education will be awarding another $33 million in federal funding through grant applications being accepted through early next month, increasing available pre-K seats by at least 10% and expanding half-day programs to full-day are among a short list of priorities. As of last fall, more than 260 of the state's school districts were offering full-day pre-K programs. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We told you already about a rabid raccoon found in East Brunswick. A woman says she was chased by the raccoon before it was captured and put down. On Facebook, she said she felt bad for the animal. It was the first rabid raccoon found in East Brunswick this year. Meantime, Camden County health officials also say a raccoon in Gloucester Township tested positive for rabies after it was caught last week. A resident called police after they saw their dog involved with the animal. Most mid-sized and small businesses expect revenue to grow in the next year, according to a new survey from Bank of America.
The boulders that we've had out there in terms of inflation, in terms of higher wages, and in terms of interest rates have all kind of leveled out and stabilized.
30% of small business owners in the survey say they plan to hire more workers over the next year. Nearly 70% of mid-sized businesses say the same. New Jersey News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:08. New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Let's call this morning comfortably cool with temperatures in the 50s up and down across New Jersey. You might be reaching for a jacket or sweater early on, but then this afternoon, you're just going to sweat. Highs 80 to 85. Very warm today. It'll be cooler to the far north and along the immediate coast. We'll see good sunshine, passing clouds, a stiff breeze, and dry weather today. Partly cloudy tonight with low temperatures in the mid-50s. Tomorrow turns cooler. No more 80s. Highs only 60 to 65 with increasing clouds. Even cooler with rain chances this weekend. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Thanks, Dan. And Elizabeth, 55. Lakewood, 55. Sea Isle City, 53. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.